I went to Mill Hill at the beginning of November 1944. That was the basic training then, and I spent just under a month there. And then I was sent to Bletchley. I mean, it was just P5, that's all we knew. And we came in, and I'm sure it was that room with the dome. And there was an old gentleman sitting at an enormous desk, and we were sent in twos, and we were told, this is a very, very secret place. You must never breathe a word of what you do here or what you see. You must never leave these premises. Your family must not know. Your friends outside must not know. And we sat there. A gong. Yes, 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 sir. What have we let ourselves in for? We whispered. Anyway, eventually somebody took us to a hut. Well, I was basically a filing clerk. I was the youngest in the office, and then there were three of us who came in new, myself and Pat Sames and Jean Webb. And the head of the office, Rose Church, a formidable lady, and her sort of co-head of the office was a Mr. Big, B-I-double-G. And a corporal in the Intelligence Corps, who I think was a boffin straight from Cambridge. A corporal. And I mean, he was a professor. And we only knew him as James. But he seemed to spend most of his time in a small room, rather like a cupboard, dealing with something he called the cuckoo. Now, nobody seems to have heard of that. But I think it must have been some kind of machine for, well, dealing with decoding, perhaps, or something like that. The glimpses one got of it, which was really only when he opened the door and came out, and opened the door and went in. My memory of it was a large sort of combination between a tall fridge freezer and a large filing cabinet with a sort of open front. But remember, this is 70 years ago nearly. My parents, who died in 1970 and 71, never knew what I did here. Oh. Everybody knew about Bletchley Park. Oh, it's some foreign office place. Hush, hush. You were allowed to tell your parents that because, I mean, you know, it was a common name that was...
people didn't
know. Yes,
yeah,
people knew about it. Oh, she's at Bletchley Park. Yes. Oh, hush, hush, hush. Yes, I understand, sort of thing.
How did you feel about the later on when it all started to come out?
Horrified. Absolutely horrified. I don't mind telling you. My great friend rang me up and said, have you heard? They're talking all about Bletchley. It's all over the papers. I said, what? We were told never to talk about it. I still find it extremely hard to take in that everything that was locked in my head for so long is now common knowledge. There were all sorts of interesting, weird people too. The novelist Agnes Wilson, he was here with his partner, Bentley Bridgewater, and they were the nuts. The landing in our building, just along the corridor. They were a very volatile pair, Angus particularly. When I first got to my quarters, some of the older girls say, oh, you know about Bletchley, don't you? They've got their own private loony bin. Guaranteed to make you feel, oh, what have I got myself into?
Yes.
But no, it was great fun. It really was. I made a lot of good friends here.